Everybody.
Hey.
How's it going?
Hey. Welcome to the Hangout Session Podcast.
This is Hangout Session number 35.
35.
That's a good number.
35.
That's pretty solid.
Yeah. Aren't you? You're 35, right?
No.
Oh, no. You're 10 older than me.
Never yeah. mind. I was 35 once.
Sure. I'm almost. I will never reach there now. At least I won't.
Why?
Donald Trump.
Out of here. So this is a special early recording for the week.
This is a Wednesday nighter. Oh, my God.
Hey, we both can't talk. It's a good thing we have a podcast because we can't talk.
Mm-hmm.
So let's start off with some formalities. My name's Charlie.
I'm Norman.
And you're listening to the Hangout Session number 35. We discussed that already.
Welcome in.
Today is
Bienvenue.
November
the 9th.
Yeah. Remember the 9th,
the 9th of November.
2016.
Worst day in America. 9/11.
Uh-huh.
Second worst day, 11/9.
You hate it.
Well, I'm going to put this out here first. This is what I wanted to say. I was thinking driving over here.
Well, I got to start this off by saying, out of the blue, I get a phone call.
Yeah, random phone call.
Now, I look down at my phone,
uh-huh.
and it's a number, and I usually don't answer numbers that I don't know, that I don't have saved in my phone.
Ooh, that would have made me mad if you didn't answer.
Well, I hang up on them all day. I get them all day at work, like just random numbers call, so I hang up.
Yeah.
Or I just ignore them. I'm fuddling with my earphones
You're
over
fine.
Here.
Can you hear them?
I have them all.
Oh, you need
now.
Your hat. Take your hat off.
It's cold down here. I don't have the heat on. I wasn't prepared for a visit. So anyway.
I put a lot of gel on my hair.
Yeah. So I got a phone call, random number, but I picked it up anyway. For some reason, I don't have you saved that number saved in my phone. Because when I text message you, it must be going through your email.
Yeah.
So I have to save that number to your contact. So I picked it up.
Yeah.
And it was a little voice. Now, every time it's a number I don't know, I answer in a weird voice.
Do you?
Which, didn't you notice? I was like, hello?
Oh, no.
That's because I don't know who it is. So
I was more concentrating on what I was going to say.
Oh, okay. So I realized it was you then, and then you said, I got to come over. I'm shaking.
Well, no, it's just like, I was just like, what are you doing, man? Well, because like, it's weird. I don't really feel like, well, I feel comfortable calling people,
mm-hmm.
but most of the time, like, no one really feels comfortable calling anyone anymore.
Yeah.
You feel like that?
I'm not a caller. I'm really not.
I was driving, so I was just like, I'll call him. We'll see what happens. Because I figured you were out of work and shit, so. Because you got off at 5. And then you got off at 5:30. Hey!
That's true. Today was a good day, though.
Yeah.
It worked out pretty good. I didn't know what I had, if I had anything planned, as far as, like, with the kids.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
And the schoolwork was all done, so that's why I had to check.
Yeah.
But it's all done, wrapped up, so now we're recording a session.
Yeah.
Because Norm said the world is falling apart.
It's, well, I mean.
He's upset. He's upset. Most people are.
Yeah. It's, I'm not going to lie, like. Legitimately scared for the future.
Now, you're scared for the future, which I understand.
Sure.
Now, my thoughts on it are, what kind of power do you think the president really has, though?
It's not the fact that he's the president's power. He's back. Oh my God, fuck it. He's backed completely by the Republicans.
Yes.
They won the House and Senate.
I noticed that as well.
So, but it also, like, the thought that America voted so predominantly, I don't know, whatever the fuck, you understand what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
For such, like, a racist, misogynist, like, scumbag.
Mm-hmm.
He has a rape trial next month. And he's our president.
Yeah.
I don't know why people, like, fuck him, okay? I get this does change American politics. He's not an inside guy.
Yeah.
He broke through. And, like, if he wasn't a scumbag, great. Would have been thrilled. If he, in 1998, he said if he ever ran for president, he would run as a Republican because they're so stupid.
I saw that video.
That's a real fucking thing he said. So if he does turn around and kind of, like, liberal up some of the bullshit he was saying over the past, like, year or so, 2 years or so, like, mm-hmm. while he was running. Sure. You know, okay, fine. But his vice president, the guy that's a bullet away,
uh-huh.
okay, literally believes that, like, electrotherapy will cure gayness.
Yeah.
Like, that's what this he fucking wrote, like, letters and essays and, like, he about, like, anti-gay shit and, like,
You're frazzled. It's got you frazzled.
I don't know. I feel like as a, like, it really, like, in my heart of hearts made me want to, like, step up and find a way to, like, change, like, to at least try to progress our future.
Mm-hmm.
4 years from now, will he still be our president? Will we vote him back in? How bad is it going to get?
Yeah. I mean, do you think, I think we've talked about it before, though. Like, you don't think he wants to be president. You don't think he wanted to be president.
I mean, like, honestly, I think he's just, like, an egomaniacal asshole.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, sure, like, that's, what's the most power you can get on the planet, yeah. really?
I mean, in my head, like, I always think, like, okay, so all of the presidents are presidents, and you know them from being a president. Like, when you think of, like, Donald Trump, like, you know him from stuff prior to a presidency.
Well, see, Ronald Reagan, he was an actor.
Yeah, that's true. But you know what I mean? Like, he's probably, in it, what I would think is, be like, I don't want to say he's, like, famous. Obviously, he's famous.
He's
though,
very
but
famous,
like,
yeah.
Compared
he's
to, like...
He's in Home Alone, too.
Yes, and I love it. I saw, my sister sent me a meme today. It was that... I always have that picture of Kevin and Donald Trump on my phone. I don't know why. It's just on there. So she sent me a meme. It was just that picture, and then just said something about everybody's scared, but Hillary Clinton never directed Kevin to the to the lobby.
She didn't win.
Yeah.
Oh,
good times.
Which is like she didn't, so.
I told Aiden the other day. It was weird. Like, Aiden, he's in second grade.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, like, all the kids in his class, like, are all there just yelling, like, vote Trump. Like, all the kids, they love him.
Isn't that insane?
They love him, and I asked Aiden why. Okay.
Okay, what'd he say?
Take a guess. If you had to say to an 8-year-old, why do you love Donald Trump?
TV.
No, he said, because he's orange. That was Aiden's answer.
That works.
So I don't know, you know, maybe pick that up from someone in school. But
no, I don't know if you saw my Snap story the other day. Well, I mean, you don't check it, so it doesn't matter. But
true.
The one morning I stayed up, like, really, well, really early, I guess. Like, it was daylight when I went to sleep. But these kids were out front of my house.
Uh-huh.
And because I guess, like, because the bus stop's, like, across the street and down a little bit.
Okay.
But they're out front of my house doing that water bottle trick where you flip it upside down and
okay,
it lands.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they're trying to do it on, like, the wall by my house.
So we're talking elementary school?
Yeah, they were young. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Or, yeah. Okay. Like, I'd say, like, maybe, like, fifth graders.
Okay.
Okay. And I'm videotaping, or I'm, like, recording on Snapchat, and I walk out and I go, get the fuck off my property. Just to fuck with them. And, like, they ran away. But, like, while I watched them for a little while.
Yeah, that's dirty.
Well, I opened the door to see, like, what the fucking screaming was about. And, like,
because you were dragging your garbage can behind you full of salt so you could turn the bodies to ashes.
Yes.
Yeah.
And because I had a Hillary sign out front of my house.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, the kids are just, like, screaming, like, vote Trump. But literally, like,
yeah.
So, like, I don't know. I think the reason why I'm so worked up about it is, like, I've had so many conversations with friends in the past 2 days, most of them girls, about, like they fear their future. You know what I mean? These people that, like, he now has the power to elect the, like, three Supreme Court justices,
mm-hmm.
who uphold the law. You know what I mean? So they can overturn Roe v. Wade and, like, make abortions illegal and, like, destroy the women's right to choose.
Yeah.
Which that's something I'm very for.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I shouldn't be anything that I should even have, like, a say in, because I'm a, like, we're both white men. You know what I mean? So we don't.
Hold on. Zip. Yeah.
It looked nice. but it's not, like, him getting elected doesn't really fucking affect us, man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But the people that, like, I'm surrounded by, or in the communities I put myself in, they're affected.
Yeah.
And it's terrifying.
Mm-hmm.
There's Van Jones. It's like a 2-minute little bit that he said on CNN last night.
Okay.
And I'm going to play it for you now.
Sure.
If it plays.
Well, look, first of all, okay. You know, congratulations. Both of you guys were...
We're not there yet.
Well, right. You're further than anybody said you would be. And I have enough class, and I was raised well enough to say... when you outdo,
yes, sir. Thank you.
When you outdo expectations, you know, good for you. But there's another side to this. People have talked about a miracle. I'm hearing about a nightmare. It's hard to be a parent tonight for a lot of us. You tell your kids, don't be a bully. You tell your kids, don't be a bigot. You tell your kids, do your homework and be prepared. And then you have this outcome, and you have people putting children to bed tonight, and they're afraid of breakfast. They're afraid of, how do I explain this to my children? I have Muslim friends who are texting me tonight saying, should I leave the country? I have families of immigrants that are terrified tonight. This was many things. This was a rebellion against the elites. True, it was a complete reinvention of politics and polls. It's true. But it was also something else. We've talked about race. I mean, we've talked about everything but race tonight. We've talked about income. We've talked about class. We've talked about region. We haven't talked about race. This was a white lash. This was a white lash against a changing country. It was a white lash against a black president in part. And that's the part where the pain comes. And Donald Trump has a responsibility tonight to come out and reassure people that he is going to be the president of all the people who he insulted and offended and brushed aside. Yeah, when you say, you know, you want to take your country back, you got a lot of people who feel that we're not represented well either. But we don't want to feel that someone has been elected by throwing away some of us to appeal more deeply to others. So this is a deeply painful moment tonight. I know it's not just about race. There's more going on than that. But race is here, too. We got to talk about it.
Yeah.
Interesting. So, okay.
How like many when, people... When you hear that, you're a parent.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel?
In all honesty, like, I honestly... Like, I don't... Okay, everybody has an opinion, okay? So... Yeah. It doesn't matter, like, who you voted for, whatever. Everybody has an opinion. But at the same time, like, if you look online, like, I stayed off of social media today for the most part.
Yeah.
Just because, like, the little bit I was on Twitter and Instagram, like, I just wanted to blow my brains out.
Sure.
Just because of everything that people are posting. Celebrities are annoying. Like, I get it. But it's an opinion. You can't, like, sit there and, like, be pissed off at someone because they feel different, you know?
I understand what you're saying. I'm not pissed off at anyone that supports Trump.
Yeah.
They chose to do that. Do I want them around me?
Yeah.
No, not necessarily. Uh-huh. Like, I don't want to it's really showing me like who I need in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Or like,
but like, what about a person? Like, just say if one of your friends voted for Trump.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Well, I have a few friends that voted for Trump.
So what about that would make
and
them...
every coworker
you would not want to be around them, though? Like, just the fact that, like... I mean, it's their opinion. Like, that's the way they feel.
Sure,
you know?
It's their opinion. But, like, if my opinion was, like, hey, I hate black people.
Yeah.
And, like, it's, like, something I you know...
Established
voted
on the
for
podcast.
No.
I'm just kidding.
I'm just like, I voted for and yeah. Like shit like
so
that.
So if there was someone that
would
was
you
running...
would you want me to like come to your house all the time and like talk about stuff and like me bringing up like how much like, oh, this fucking like black person did this today. I'm really like, do you want to be around that?
But that's different though, because like you're saying like, so if someone voted for Trump, like are these people always saying stuff that like...
Sometimes.
So then don't be friends with them.
Exactly.
But you're friends with them. So,
well, I mean, like in 2016, this day and age, like you have Facebook and stuff. People from high school and yeah. fucking everywhere, they're going to add you. Now, you know, I don't need that. It's also a maturity thing too. I'm 27 now.
Filtering out some noise.
But even if they don't talk about that every day,
mm-hmm.
and like whatever their reasoning for voting for him was, how could you look past that? Anything he's done, the fact that he literally talked about sexually assaulting a woman,
mm-hmm.
and it, like if you listen to what he said, he wasn't talking about like that's what you could do. He was talking about doing it, and you listen to that and you go, Trump, you press that button or you yeah. punch that ballot. Where are you coming from to do that? You know what I mean?
I mean, I think what he said though. I mean, I think we played it on here before, did we or no?
We didn't.
I thought that he said. Correct me if I'm wrong. Didn't he say like they let you?
He said they. Hold on. You can grab him right by the pussy.
Mm-hmm.
You can just start kissing them.
Well, no, I think he said when, that's why he wanted a Tic Tac, in case he just started kissing her.
Well, no, but no, when he was saying that, he was talking about what the fuck was it? It was like a U.S. Miss Universe or Miss America, or whatever the fuck he does. He was at one of those things talking about specific people.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, of course, it's unclear.
Yeah.
But if you listen to it again, what it sounded like was it's what he had done.
Mm-hmm.
It's like what and like what he can do.
Yeah.
Because of who he is,
and just the aspect of having money.
Yeah.
And
Or like the like he won't show his tax returns.
Yeah.
And he won't show anything. I didn't pay taxes because I know the loopholes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So like you and I who pay taxes constantly, my last paycheck was $1,534. You know how much I brought home?
$350.
$962.
Yeah, nice.
You find your loopholes. What am I loophole, man?
Yeah.
I literally take care of human lives.
If he found a loophole, though, that's like in the government system, though, like that's the fault of the government. I mean, if you knew of a loophole, you would do it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so you can't fault him for that.
But he gets the loophole because he's the billionaire.
Yeah.
We don't get it. There is no loophole for us.
Mm-hmm. If there was one, and we found it, we would use it.
Oh, yeah, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, like, there's no what if.
Yeah.
Because now it's happening.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And if there is like, what if there was a loophole? Sure. I totally. But he's in the 1%.
Yeah. You know what, though? This morning when I woke up, I obviously didn't stay up to see see anything happen.
I was up till like 6 in the morning.
Yeah. Well, I had to get up at 4, so I figured whatever. I would know early enough anyway.
Yeah, fuck it.
So I got up. I went to my phone. I just Googled it. I didn't Bing it because it was early. I wasn't thinking correctly.
Not ready for Bing. Yeah.
I wasn't ready for Bing at 3 a.m.
Bing doesn't open till like 5.
That's true. So I Googled it, right? And then I saw what happened. I saw who won.
Yeah.
So then right away, I'm like.
You just put your phone down?
Well, no. Here's what I did. I scrolled through some news feeds just to see it more than once.
Sure.
Just in case. But then I got this weird thought. I'm like, because I didn't think. Wait, what?
No, could you just turn my headphones up?
Yeah, hang on. I gotta reach for that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Is this yours?
Yeah, there we go.
So, I don't know. Like, I'm scrolling through it and I see it on a few news feeds. So in my head, I did not think Donald Trump would win.
Okay? Neither did I.
I didn't think he was going to win. But then when I saw that he won, I was like, I don't know. I didn't believe it, right?
Yeah.
So then I'm thinking in my head, what if like there's this weird conspiracy where like everyone just got together and were like, all right, let's post that he won and just to like shake things up a bit, but he really didn't.
Well, did you see that Hillary actually won the popular vote?
Yeah.
After it's all counted, she won the popular vote.
Yeah. Not popular enough, though.
No, he won the Electoral College, man.
Yeah. But yeah, after I saw,
I can't believe he won Pennsylvania, though.
I believe that. You see what it's like driving around in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, but like if you go to like Philly or Pittsburgh, it's completely different.
Yeah.
But then again, you got Philly and Pittsburgh. This is the main thing. This is a point I brought up a few times, like in conversation and stuff. I think America,
mm-hmm.
the Clinton campaign and every campaign, really, I think even Trump's campaign, underestimated the, like, I don't want to say like simple white voter.
Yeah.
But the simple.
Well, yeah, because you usually, like all the presidencies prior to this, like the all the elections, like.
Yeah.
There obviously hasn't ever been anything like this, right?
No.
So like.
I mean, since we a woman on TV did say it was kind of like this for Eisenhower,
mm-hmm.
I guess one of his elections. But, yeah.
But that, we don't know that. Think of it. 8 years ago, there was an African-American running, right?
Eight and 4 years ago.
Yeah. They like to. Is it blacks or African-American? I don't even know.
I don't think it's definitely not blacks.
Well, no, that's why I honestly think that's what.
They prefer blacks to African-Americans?
I think so. Because, you know, things change all the time.
There was a person of color.
Mm-hmm.
Person of color.
There you go. Sorry to offend anybody if I did.
Especially the blacks.
Yes. No, I honestly think that, that changes all the time. I don't know. Yeah, whatever. No. That's besides
go person of color.
Yeah. So 8 years ago and 4 years ago, there was a person of color running. So all the people that like you think voted for Trump right now did not vote for him. Okay.
Sure.
If they're on the same mindset as Trump, if that's who they were going to vote for.
Yeah. But then why didn't they vote for McCain and Romney?
Maybe they did. But maybe there was more people
that voted for.
Yeah.
See, and like, but, now, here's another thing, too.
Trump brought out a lot of people that had never voted before, though.
Absolutely.
Tons of people.
Did you vote yesterday?
I did not.
No.
No. Yeah. So that's why I don't talk about it much. But, sure. Or on social media. I haven't mentioned anything about it because, yeah. You know, I didn't take part in it. But in all honesty, the reason why I didn't, I don't like either of them.
Yeah. Well, the reason, I don't really like Hillary.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe, was she the most fit to be president?
Mm-hmm.
Sure, in what was running.
Yeah.
But the only reason I backed her was because 100%, like, with my life, I backed Bernie Sanders.
Yeah.
Bernie Sanders, I posted a little bit ago.
I'm a Bernie boy.
Yeah. I feel the burn.
Yeah, you did. I remember that. You were feeling the burn. When we started the podcast, you were Bernie boying it up down here.
Bernie, come back.
before you finish that, I was just going to say, like, the reason, like I said, I didn't vote. That's why I don't post anything.
Sure.
But it's because I didn't like either. I might, like, come off like I was, like, for Trump or, like, I'm sitting here. I don't want to make it seem like I'm arguing with you about anything, but.
I don't think we're arguing. This is a nice conversation about it, though.
But that's my stance on it. But anyway. I digress.
I digress. Bernie had an interview recently where he was saying, 100%, if the primaries weren't rigged, we would have Bernie as president right now. I think that to be true.
Mm-hmm.
I think people trust him more. Then after the debates, you would see he would, like, his poll numbers would have, like, exponentially went above and beyond Trump. But with Hillary as president, Michael Caine, who I loved, mm-hmm. I thought he was great in the vice presidential debate. As vice president, there was talks of Joe Biden being Secretary of State. But if the Democrats won the Senate, the majority of the Senate, the majority leader would have been Bernie Sanders.
Yeah,
perfect. Like, that's why I voted straight Democratic.
Yeah.
No, I changed one, I think. Yeah, I didn't like Shapiro. He's like our attorney general or something.
Okay.
Didn't fucking like him. Read some shady shit.
BernieBoy.com.
BernieBoy.com.
That's got to be a site.
But probably. It's a site where they put him on, like, naked, nice bodies.
That would be Bernie Boy, B-O-I.
Oh, okay. Bernie, come back.
Bernie Boy.
But it's...
So do you think in 4 years when Kanye West runs, he's getting in? He's going to be in? That's when I leave the country.
Yeah.
You know, all these people, too, though, that are like, well, if Trump wins, I'm leaving the country. Do you think, like...
They will?
Well, I hope they do, but, like, I hope they go to, like, a country that doesn't have internet, so I don't have to hear them.
Well, the world has internet.
No, not if you're in China.
I saw this fucking moron posted a meme where it was, like... It was like that little black kid that's like this, like looking at the girl. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
I'll show you the picture.
I like how that's just a known image everyone's supposed to know. You know, the black guy looking at the girl.
It's a little black kid, like, looking at a girl, like, confused.
Mm-hmm. I hope you bring up a childhood picture of you.
It is. You've never seen that before?
I don't know if I did.
Oh. Well, it's
I don't see color, though. So.
Right. It says, so you're telling me people think Trump is a racist bigot, but they only want to move to Canada and not to Mexico.
Gotcha.
And it's like, facepalm.
Mm-hmm.
So I respond to it, you don't have to be racist to know that the economy and social structure of Mexico.
No, it's Mexico.
Mexico right. is in shambles compared to Canada. Oh, hold on, wait.
Well, while you're poking around there, I have a question for you. So all the people that... When Trump started running, you know how he's like, I'm going to build a wall, or they're going to build a wall, and they're going to pay for it. Remember that whole speech? Building the wall. Obviously, that's not going to happen.
No, you see the peso dropped?
No, I didn't.
Oh, the peso is like fucking 7 cents to our dollar.
All right. I'm going to get some. But no, do you know what I'm saying? Like, so you had so many people, like, vote for him because of him saying that.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen.
Never.
So now all those people that voted for him because of him saying that,
mm-hmm.
how do you think that they're going to take that?
He's going to have a tough election in 4 years.
If you think he's going to be around to be reelected in 4 years.
That's true. A lot of people are thinking, like, you know, he'll get impeached. But, like, I hate Mike Pence more than him.
You think he'll get impeached, or do you think he will quit? Could you quit being a president?
That Benedict fucking quit being a pope, so sure.
Okay. I would assume he's either going to quit or...
You think?
Yeah, because I honestly don't think he wanted to be president, to be honest. That's just the way I see it. I don't think he ever planned on it going that far.
Yeah.
I mean, you could see there was a difference in how he was at the beginning versus how he was
sure,
at the end.
Sure, for sure. Absolutely.
And at that turning point, I think he realized that it got pretty real.
There is that sense of, like, I mean, there, it's an innate fear of, like, he had, like, he's the commander in chief now. Like, he can, he, like, he can't declare war. Congress does that. But, like, he's got, he has the nuclear codes. Like, he has
yeah
power. He had this stupid motherfucker who just was on this, like, stupid fucking non-Emmy winning TV show.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever watch it?
No.
I watched one season, the one where Adam Carolla was on it. That's the only reason I watched
it. To be honest, I never liked Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Like, I was just like, I don't fucking...
He was great in Home Alone, too. I'm telling you. That's my favorite.
I do love Home Alone, too, though.
That is a good movie.
I've See, it's just, so I'll be honest, I voted for Trump.
Yeah.
No. Did you see my picture I posted?
No.
I had the Hillary Clinton pop vinyl.
Oh, yes, I did.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought, like, you got that for voting for her. They're, like, giving out pops, and that's the only reason you voted.
I would have voted so many times.
Seven pops, please. Yeah,
I got
so,
two pops today.
Did you?
Yeah.
What'd you get?
I took my guys out to eat, and Coker sent me some pictures from the mall right across the street in Wilkes-Barre.
Yes.
Because I was at Grotto Pizza. So I got Bad Man Vegeta. I don't know if you watch Dragon Ball
That's
Z.
That's Dragon Ball Z, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. He there's a scene where he's wearing like a pink shirt and like yellow pants in the beginning of season 4,
mm-hmm.
and it says Bad Man on the back of it. So they made that a pop, and I love Vegeta, so I got that. And then I got the Thomas Wayne version of Batman in Flashpoint. It's a Flash series. Flash changes the time, or like the timeline. So what happens is Bruce Wayne dies as a kid.
Uh-huh.
Thomas Wayne becomes Batman, and Martha Wayne becomes the Joker.
Weird.
Yeah. So, and he uses like guns and kills people and shit. It's crazy. Yeah. Yeah.
Huh.
But anyway, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think I picked anything up. It's only been a couple days since we talked last.
True.
I did order. Well, actually, I did get some Christmas presents.
I got a really cool enamel pin.
Did you?
Yeah.
What'd
Endless Mike.
Oh, nice.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Where'd you pick that up?
I don't remember. I'll look it up later, but I'll tell you.
BernieBoy.com, probably.
Yes.
Yeah, I...
Bernie Bowie.
I got some Christmas presents for the family.
Oh.
Nothing important. But
I'm thinking about getting one for my sister.
Yeah.
One of those blankets from Walmart.
With the pictures you can put
yeah,
on?
Yeah, but like of just like my face.
But you got to like hide something in the picture. I wonder if Walmart would catch it though. But I mean like somewhere like maybe like on the wall behind you like a picture of like a dick or something but like faintly in the background.
Or just like a dildo like sticking off of a mirror.
Yeah. I wonder. Yeah, they would do that. I've seen some cheap versions though. They like make fleece ones where they basically put it on for like $19.
Oh, really? Where?
Yeah. Snapfish is one.
Would rather do that.
Yeah.
Either $75.
Actually, last week I was looking at Walmart for those blankets because my mom had asked me about it,
yeah,
about getting something made, and Walmart was the cheapest for like the kind that looked like that behind you,
yeah,
the Simpsons one. I think for a 50 by 60 it was like $50.
Okay. Yeah.
And then the 70 by 80 was like
75.
It was
one that's hanging up there.
Yeah,
75.
But online like it's saying that the normal price is like 100, so I don't know if they were on sale or
don't. You fucking hate
Walmart
.com. Yeah.
Yes,
you see who went back to Walmart?
I did.
Yeah.
I messaged him about it.
He and I had a long conversation about it.
Mm-hmm.
We went to see Doctor Strange.
Yeah.
On Saturday or Sunday.
We're talking about Zach here.
Yes, Zach boy.
Zach had quit Walmart after working there for 16 years.
I think it's a good move for him.
To go back there?
The way he spoke to me about the new job, you could feel that he was like actually like
regretting it.
Yeah.
But he wasn't. That place wasn't open yet, right? They were setting up,
and they're already having problems.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. He had posted that he went back there, and I was like, "Yeah, you're better than that place." And then you know what he told me? He said, "It's good podcast material."
Yeah.
But Norm told me that your wife hates me, so I can't come down. I'm too loud.
Oh yeah, no, I did.
So this is reason number two why I can't tell you anything.
Well, no, I didn't. It's not telling. I just, I said to him, I was like, I want to have you back on the podcast, but we got to figure out how.
Because
I was saying to him how she hates me now. I got to sneak in the back.
No, that's not why.
No, I know. But I said it to him jokingly, but he's a fucking asshole.
He took it to heart.
Fuck Zach.
You know what? We're going to have him on next week.
Today.
Zach, come on in.
Come on in.
And just hear the floor being pounded on upstairs. But yeah, I saw he went back. I mean, I'm glad he got, you know, if that's what he really wants. But he got screwed there too, you know?
Yeah. I don't know if he got his full, like, because he was making a lot of money there. I don't know if he got all that back.
Yeah, I think if you're within a certain period, time period, you get reinstated with everything the same.
That's good.
When I worked there for probably 8 or 9 years, I quit for like 2 weeks and then I went back.
Yeah.
Yeah. And everything was still the same when I left and came back.
I'll go back now.
Go for it.
No, we'll be dead in a few years.
That's what you think. It's not going to happen. I don't know. So
my friend in England said she's got a spare room. So I'm gonna move. No, I'm not moving anywhere. No, I might be moving out of my house, I said, but
yeah,
not anywhere out of the country. I got too much to fight for.
How do you think healthcare is going to go? What do you think is going to happen?
Okay, now, I've had two... I have healthcare through my job, so I don't care. I do, however... Okay, step back, mm-hmm. relax.
Step back 2 steps and then go forward 1.
Yeah.
We're not there yet.
Front, back, side to side. Front, back, side to side.
And go.
I didn't have health insurance for a while.
Uh-huh.
I had to pay taxes for that. I don't believe I should be forced to fucking pay anyone
mm-hmm.
for not having health insurance. 2, I think it's a good idea that people do have, that people are able to get health insurance mm-hmm. easily. 3, with the premiums are going up in January, 56% in Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
From what it was last year. So, like, what's 56% of $100?
Yeah.
You're paying another
$56.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
Yeah.
And they're not paying $100. It's much more than that.
Mm.
I believe that we should have the same as, like, England and Canada, where all the little shit is, sure, do we have to wait forever? Yeah, but it's free.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be any other way.
Mm-hmm.
That's insane to me.
See, I think, like, our healthcare system's fucked up anyway. Like,
I agreed.
The healthcare that I have a family plan, obviously. And, like, the way it works where I work, if my wife had a job and her place where she worked offered insurance as well,
mm-hmm.
but if it wasn't as good as what they're offering me, which mine sucks, then she could be on my plan and she could take my insurance. But if I have a family plan and mm-hmm. she at her job, her health insurance is better for her.
Mm-hmm.
If she takes hers there, I get charged a fee on mine, $75 every week for her not to be on the plan.
Why?
That's the way the healthcare system works. It's bullshit.
What's the company?
It's Blue Cross. But the way it works, like if she's offered a plan at her job that's better than mine,
yeah.
she could take it. But then if for me to have the family plan with the kids included, I get $75 charge.
Have you ever looked into any like the Obamacare plans?
Yeah, I can't get them.
No,
I'm by law in Pennsylvania, I'm not allowed to get them if my job offers health insurance.
Really?
Yep. And another thing with the Obamacare and all that stuff, like I talked to so many people that like their healthcare, they're like, oh yeah, my prescriptions are $5 or $3. I have never paid $5 or $3 for prescription, and I have a fucking insurance plan. Like Aiden's inhaler is like 50 some bucks every month. Like,
yeah,
I never get cheap medications. I have no idea why.
Yeah, I don't know why, but at my job, my insurance is fucking, it's great.
Yeah, mine sucks.
And maybe does it suck more because it's a family plan? Like, are the individual plans better?
No, they're all garbage. And okay. One of the reasons they're all garbage is, okay, so just say my plan, for example. If, let's just take car insurance, for example. Here.
Okay.
So just say you have a $5,000 deductible, okay?
No, I don't know this.
You know what a deductible is?
I haven't had car insurance in like 5 years.
Get out of here.
I'm serious.
For real?
Yeah.
All right, now that's recorded on the internet.
Yeah.
Listen, so just say, you know what a deductible is on insurance or no?
Yeah, sure. No.
All right. You have health insurance.
Yeah.
So you have a deductible.
I don't know.
Oh, my God.
I don't know.
Listen, and these are the people that are voting for Trump.
Me?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. Let me explain it to you.
I know what it's going to be.
Okay.
So
just say you have a $5,000 deductible on your car insurance. Okay. If you get into an accident right. and it's, I just didn't know the word. Assessed. Now I have to finish explaining it now in case someone else doesn't. Fine. So just say the insurance company says the damage is worth $7,000.
Yeah.
You have to pay the deductible before they'll kick anything in. So you have to pay. If it's a $5,000 deductible, you have to pay all of that, and then they'll cover everything after it. Okay.
Oh, okay.
But once you hit your deductible for the year, that's covered.
So you never have to pay that again. So just crash another motherfucker
for the year. But with my health insurance, I have a deductible of $1,500. Okay. So I hit the $1,500. So then you would think that that's it. That's all you have to pay.
Sure.
No. Now I have to pay 20% of everything after that. So I have to hit my deductible first. So now, if I don't go to the doctors here and there, and it's like not like $50 or $60, like up until $1,500, that's all mine out of pocket while I'm paying insurance every week. Okay, so
what the fuck is it good for, man?
It's garbage. That's why it sucks. But I need to have it because I need the family plan. I never go to the doctors. Okay, so I'm paying my health insurance all the time. But if I were to go, So it just say I don't get sick all year, and then come December, you get sick. Like, you obviously haven't paid anything towards your deductible. You're paying all of it. Like, I have to pay out of pocket $1,500 per person. So that means me $1,500, my wife $1,500, my kids $1,500 each. Okay? So we each have a deductible of $1,500. Once that's met, then I have to pay 20% of the total bill after that. So if I just say I pay $1,500 out of a couple of visits or whatever.
So, and then you get to pay $100, you got to pay, or it's $100, you got to pay $20.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
But what sucks is like to hit that $1,500 per person,
it's
almost impossible.
Yeah.
No, I shouldn't say it's impossible because Aiden's done it many a times on me.
Oh, really?
And
he's allergic to like everything.
Yeah. Well, the one year he ended up being in the hospital around November because like once it's fall outside and his allergies get really bad, he ended up getting like, it was a bronchitis of some sorts. Mm-hmm. I don't know, asthmatic bronchitis or something like that.
Okay,
and he was in the hospital for like a week. It ended up being like thousands of dollars, and I couldn't pay it because I tried to set up like a payment plan.
Yeah,
because I obviously didn't have that money out of pocket right away.
The thousands.
Yeah, because I had to pay like I'm trying to see how.
What about the deductibles?
Well, there was a percentage. Like it was seriously like the amount that you get charged for. Excuse me, at a hospital is insane. Like just for Tylenol, like $200 some dollars. You know?
I got when I had that bug. Did I ever tell you about the bug bite? I got a bug bite on my leg. I was in the hospital for 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. They drew a circle, handed me a slip of paper. I walked out. I still owe them $800.
Yeah. Well, have they sent it to collections yet?
Oh yeah. So that means I'll never
mute your phone.
Yeah. No.
Okay. So Aiden's bill was for like thousands of dollars. All right. So even after the deductible, I still owed a lot of money, and I couldn't pay it right up front because I don't have it. I have money, but like, you know what I'm saying? Like just for out of nowhere around in November, nonetheless, too, for them to say you owe like $3,000 some dollars. I don't have it.
I would never pay it.
Yeah. Well, what happened was,
that's how I feel about a lot of bills though.
You feel like that about life. Yeah. But
I want to buy pop vinyl. I don't want to pay for this fucking bullshit.
Here's what we did. You might call it scummy, but for them to like, I don't agree with the whole healthcare thing. It's just annoying. So I didn't have thousands of dollars. So I got the bill in the mail.
Yeah.
So me and Carrie made a decision. Okay, we're going to send something. We're not going to not send a payment in for a month.
Yeah.
We'll send some in, but we can't pay it off in full.
Right.
So the first time we sent $50 in, all right?
Yeah.
Then the next month you owe whatever the amount was minus 50, and it needs to be paid in full on this bill, right? So I'm like, I can't do it, you know? So we just sent $20 in because that was now December or January. So obviously with Christmas being over, it's not like we have like all this money laying around, you know?
Yeah.
So we sent $20 in. Then all of a sudden we get a phone call that they just sent it to collections. They didn't even like try to work a payment plan out with us. They just sent it, right? So then the guy from collections calls, and here's where you can call me scummy for doing this, but they sent it to collections anyway. So I was trying to pay. I would have eventually paid it off. It just would have taken time. So the guy from collections calls, and he was like, if you're able to just say the bill we owed was like $3,000 at that point.
Right.
He's like, if you're able to pay right now, if you can give me a check, we could settle this for $1,500.
Yeah.
So I was like, fuck yeah. I'll pay you the $1,500 right now.
Yeah.
You know? So I saved $1,500 doing it that way or whatever it ended up being.
Yeah.
But it just sucks that I had to get to that point.
Here's the thing with collections agencies that I don't necessarily understand.
Mm-hmm.
Like, where they come from, Where do they go? Where do they come from? Cotton Eye Joe.
Probably no. The farm, yeah.
They buy your debt.
Yeah.
Okay? You have
probably for pennies on the dollar, though.
And you have no obligation to pay them. You signed no contract or anything for them to purchase your debt.
Yeah.
So where the fuck do you owe them money?
Yeah.
Like,
well, yeah, that'd be like if you went into Walmart and just walked out with a bag full of stuff, and then I came in and said, I'll take that debt for him, and then I'd make someone else pay for it.
Yeah.
Like, it's...
Where is the legality?
Mm-hmm.
How are they created? I honestly, I'm truly asking because I don't know.
Yeah. No, I really don't know. But if you don't pay it, like, just say it's you have something in collections.
Yeah.
If you go for any type of loan, like that,
you don't.
You're not getting it because of that. But yeah, I don't understand how that's right.
I have like everything in collection.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know.
No, I think it's like right before I got this job, I was offered 2 credit cards. And they literally saved my life.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, I ain't paying that shit off.
So when you do stuff like that, do you feel bad?
No. Why? Absolutely not. I don't care. I'm literally going to die. I don't care.
Well, see, you keep saying that, but...
It's money. It's bullshit. It's bad. It's fabricated numbers and bullshit paper that's backed by nothing.
Yeah.
We have no gold reserve. We have no fucking anything. It's so, just bullshit.
So then why work? Why don't you just like...
Why work? Because I still have to fucking survive.
Well, just go steal everything if you don't care.
What? Oh, there's a difference between stealing... Like, I do steal all the time. But like, there's a difference between like being an outlaw.
Yeah.
And also like still being like a citizen. Like I do pay... I pay like my property taxes and all that shit. I pay all that. But like, fuck you. Like, if you're gonna fucking like... I have to pay like for my car with it like... Because you're poor, everyone needs a car, especially like not everyone, like you live in New York City, but like I need a car to get back and forth to work. The only car I could afford was this fucking Prius, right? Now, because of that, I have this like insane interest rates and all, it's all greed, money, bullshit.
Yeah.
So like the car is $8,000. It's not even worth $8,000. But in the end, if I pay the regular payments, I end up paying them $14,000.
Probably $15,000 by the time you're done with it. Yeah. That's why every car I've ever bought, I've only bought them. They were brand new cars, but at 0% interest rate.
Yeah.
I never bought a car with an interest rate.
From here on out, I'm just buying like used cars.
Yeah. Even if you get one that's like 2 or 3 years old. But I've never bought a car that had an interest rate on it just because of that fact. Like, because then you end up just paying what it is. Because as soon as you drive like, away, it's garbage anyway.
You've been smart with your money, though.
Yeah. Well,
on the other hand.
Yeah.
I hate paying things.
I owe that all to my dad, though. My dad's like crazy with like money and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just like. I remember, like, when we first moved out, like, we had to have, like, a binder and, like, everything. Like, he had monthly budget sheets that he had us, like, fill out so we, like, knew where everything was going.
Well, that's cool, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I've since, like, that's fallen by the wayside, but, like.
My mom was a drug addict and my dad doesn't really leave his room, so.
Yeah.
Womp.
Yeah, no, I don't. I mean, I'm at the point now where, like, I don't even balance my checkbook. The only thing I use a check for is, like, I think I've used, like, 2 checks in the last how many years. But, like, if I go to the garage to get, like, inspections or whatever, because, like, I'll do my own oil changes. Like, the only thing I go to the garage for is, like, inspections.
Yeah.
So that's once a year I use a check for that.
Why don't you just use a card?
I don't know, to be honest with you.
Or cash.
I never have cash on me.
Oh, okay. I'm a cash guy.
I'm not.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't ever have cash on me. I have direct deposit. So like,
if I like knowing that if I'm mugged, I'm totally fucked.
Yeah. Yeah. If I get mugged, they just get, I don't know, my phone and a wallet with nothing in it.
If someone fucking tried to mug me, I would smash my phone in front of them.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
If they're there for the phone, if that's what they're going for.
Someone texted me. Hold on.
Oh my God. Folks, this is a live
you
text.
At the Pines.
They're asking if he's at the Pines. Nah. Just say yeah.
I said nah, because I'm not.
I don't even know what that is.
The house I work in is called Pine Tree.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So he lives in a tree.
Who lives in a pine tree under the tree?
SpongeBob Pine Pants.
Peen to peen ta.
Yeah, so I don't know. I think interesting next couple of days, you know.
I mean, yeah.
Then I think it's going to settle down for a while and I don't know. I really don't know. It's going to be interesting to see how it goes, you know?
Like right now, a lot of people are in shock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll take a few days to set in. And surprisingly, like where I work with a lot of like Dominican and Mexican guys.
Yeah.
They don't, in my head, like they're not, like they're not saying anything about it.
Yeah. Well, in,
but then
in
I'm
their
just
hearts.
Wondering, well, yeah, but then I'm wondering, like, not to sound rude, but like maybe half of them aren't here legally, maybe?
Yeah.
You know, so that's so why
they
don't say
they don't
anything.
Have, yeah, they don't have the fucking.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's, I literally heard one of my coworkers today, and he's, I've talked about him on the podcast before. Mm-hmm. I won't say his name, but he's just a fucking asshole. But I was sitting in, we got new furniture, so I was sitting on the new furniture. It was very nice. And he was in the kitchen with my other coworkers. one of them, my one's name is John. He's a good guy, but he wears a Make America Great Again hat.
Yeah.
And he voted for Hillary, but he just, he likes like having the nostalgia of like the popular, oh, like look what I got.
He's all pop culture.
Like one of his cars is a Hillary sticker, his truck has a Trump sticker, just to like, you know what I mean, fuck around. I told him though, I'm gonna get a shirt made that says "Make America then his face again."
Birdieboy.com on the back.
Birdieboy.com. Yeah.
That's where you can buy those shirts.
We should see if that's available. Are we? Hold on. No.
I could look it up.
All right.
So yeah, Bernie. Should I do the BOI?
Yeah, Bernie Boy. but anyway, he literally was talking about like now Trump can go and round up the illegals.
Mm-hmm.
Not just the bad ones.
Yeah.
There's like 11,000, 11 million. What is it? Like illegal immigrants?
Yeah, I don't know.
But and like it's like who's going to fucking pick your, like white people don't pick oranges. They're not taking your jobs. You have a job.
Yeah.
You've had a job since the 60s. What the fuck? Like, you fucking drive around. I'm talking about my coworker. You drive around in a 2016 Corvette. What the fuck are you worried about? Your house is bigger than, like, three of the houses that you work in.
You're not going to believe this.
Is it available?
So, how do you spell Bernie? I just want to make sure I'm spelling it right.
B-E-R-N-I-E.
BernieBoy.com is available for 99 cents a year right now.
I'll do that. Yes. B-O-I?
No, B-O-Y. That's better.
That's BernieBoy.com.
Look.
Do it. I won't give you my information over the podcast.
Well,
it's
going to be available. We can do it afterwards.
Oh, I'll just do it now. Fuck it.
You know how to do it?
I used to work at Network Solutions. What site are you on? GoDaddy?
Yeah. Where do you use?
I would have used Network Solutions, but I'll use GoDaddy.
I'm going to also look up Bernie Boy.
Why? See, I would rather BOI, but Bernie Boy works.
We're looking. Oh, it's available also. You just buy them both.
Yeah, fuck look. Yes.
Look.
This is the... Oh, my God.
Bernie Boy? What domains do you own?
I think, like, Norman Legendary, Norman McKinney. We got reviews.
What ones do you use?
None. So, but just they're just there if, like...
So what do you when you purchase them, what do you set them up at, the 99 cent a year, or do you do a 2 year plan and then you just ride them out?
The one of them, I think Norman Legendary, I have like a 10 year plan.
Oh,
because I got it for free.
Oh, that's
when I
crazy.
Start, you were allowed to get one for free.
Yeah,
when you started, whatchamacallit. Look at this.
I can't believe both of those are available. That's actually surprising. Well, the BOI one isn't as surprising.
2 years are required.
Yeah, 99 cents. But then when you pay for it, it's $16.
Yeah,
first year is 99 cents. Next year. You could buy it for one.
I legit, like, with this though, I want to start like a t-shirt company.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I'm so excited. But is Bernie Boy a registered Instagram name? Let's look this.
See, this is a problem I had the other day because I was looking up a site to set up for some pins.
I saw the one you did.
Okay, yeah, I got that one.
I like it. I really like it.
The email address wasn't available, so it's just the in the beginning of it. But I just wanted to do a quick Gmail account on there. But I haven't checked any Instagram or anything. So I don't know if that's available.
The person who has Bernie Boy has not posted anything since 2015.
Well, that's not even a year ago.
So I'm going to message him.
Mm-hmm.
Well, no, 2015 December. So it's been a year.
A year, yeah.
I'm going to message him and see.
So which one is the in your heart of hearts?
Oh, I like BOI.
B-O-I.
But then I have B-O-Y.
So anyone goes to it.
Yeah, I'll route to that. Yeah. Oh, I love it. I'm messaging him now.
This is a good plan because you want to know why.
Why?
Because since I know you're good with keeping your payments up and paying people, I got the screen printing set up here.
Oh yeah.
I could screen print here. We could run production here in my
house. Dude, I would be so into it.
That'd be fun.
Make America burn and buy again.
So listen, folks, this is going out tonight. So if he doesn't buy these, go on there and try to buy one.
No, I'm doing it now.
Okay, so if he sounds distracted, it's because he's buying Bernie Boy and BernieBoy.com.
Bernie Boy.
So are you surprised? I'm surprised that they're available. I don't know why.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to see if Run the Jewels will do a Bernie Boy song. do you know who Run the Jewels is?
It's familiar. I think
Killer Mike and LP.
Okay, I think, you talked about...
Yeah, I played them before on here, for sure. That's probably... Like, 30-some episodes ago.
Probably.
Is there any... What should I say to Bernie Boy on Instagram? Is there any way
you have to make sure you call him Boy.
Boy?
Yeah, say, listen up, Boy.
Well, no, it's a black person, so I don't want to call Boy.
Do you think he's giving it up?
It's a person of color.
Mm-hmm. No, you said... Well, I heard... See? Naturally, you said it.
Well, I'm, naturally racist.
That's been well established on the show.
Yes, I know. Is there any way I could have or possibly purchase?
I will be good with paying you. Wink, wink.
Oh, no, I mean, like, I pay a lot of people.
Yeah. So give me another address. I'm going to look up, see if it's available. Just because sometimes it's fun to do.
Pasta fart.
That's probably taken.
Pasta fart, you think?
Pastafardian.
Sure.
We're looking up pasta fart. Good thing it auto-corrected it to pasta farm, because that's a thing.
Bernie Boy? I love Bernie Boy. I'm so thrilled about it.
Did you purchase it already?
I'm going to my cart right now.
Would you believe?
Oof.
Pastafart.com is available.
Pastafart.com?
Yeah.
Let's get it.
Add it to the cart.
I'll do that one.
So after last week's episode.
Do you have any promo codes in your emails for
GoDaddy? It doesn't matter, because if you have an account on there, they won't let you use more than one anyway.
My friend at work is like, he's the one that said, you at the Pines? I said, nah. He said, are you at the movies? I said, I'm not working. He said, you're working, right? So I'm just going to respond with, I'm not working.
That's right. Nah, boy.
Nah, boy.
Yeah, so I had used a promo code when we had set up Hangout Session. So when I was trying to set up another one, it wouldn't let me use a promo code again.
Oh, okay.
Just because I have an account with a promo code.
I don't have an account with GoDaddy.
Yeah, so you're good.
Yeah. I needed this.
Yeah.
I feel good. I feel better. I'm definitely buying Bernie Boy.
Pastafart.com.
I don't want that one. What's another one? What's a good one?
Give me another candidate. What about Trump? We got to look up something Trump.
Let's Trump see. Boy.
Trumpboy.com.
Trump Boy. Should I do Trump Boy? That's good for 4 years.
We're talking B-O-I?
Yeah. Boy? Trump Boy?
Oh, that's available for 99 cents a year.
Oh, my God.
Trump Boy.
Which one's better, Bernie Boy? Bernie Boy's better.
Oh, you're a Bernie Boy at heart.
Bernie Boy.
Is Bernie Boy relevant, though, anymore?
Yeah.
Is he, though?
Do you think 4 years from now he comes back and runs?
No, he's not going to be around in 4 years.
Oh, why not?
He'll be dead, and Larry David will come in and do it.
Fuck off. I think it's the
No, he looks like he's holding up well.
Create an account. I don't want to do Facebook.
So, guys, listen. While Norm's setting up some online presence over there, I'm setting up a site, if you will.
Yeah, tell him. Charlie.
Yeah.
Who's our sponsor?
Well, no one, because it's not set up at all yet.
Oh, Jesus Christ, come on.
No, I need to get everything set up. I want to get it set up, and then I'll officially unveil it. But it's nothing important. But I make buttons/pins. No.
All right.
I like how Norm's just taking care of personal business on the podcast, because that's good for the people listening.
You're the one that brought it up, brother. Yo, I get to see The Undertaker next week.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, taking my guys to wrestling in Wilkes-Barre. You should take the kids. $15 a piece.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah.
That's not a bad deal, boy.
Not at all, boy.
That's where you can unveil BernieBoy.com.
Undertaker, boy.
No, BernieBoy.com is getting unveiled.
Put it on a sign.
Exactly.
Holy shit.
And then HangoutSession.com under it.
Here, okay, I need three things from you.
Okay.
I need to fuck Trump in.
Uh-huh.
I need you to do our Facebook headline.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Or else it's just going to be like a picture of like Jean-Luc Picard or something.
Okay.
And I need you to make me a sign with like a nice Bernie Sanders picture. It says BernieBoy.com. Because I can't draw.
Yeah.
You've seen my drawings.
Mm-hmm.
They're poopy. They're poopy butthole.
But that's what makes it fun, if you drew Bernie Sanders.
But I think like our very first pin should be like your long, giant nose, purple nose,
yeah,
crazy hair drawing of Bernie Sanders.
So BernieBoy.com is selling pins now?
Yeah, sure. Wow. I mean, I'll do an enamel pin. I'll just order those.
Yeah.
If you don't want to do these ones.
Well, no, I don't mind.
Yeah?
It's fun.
Let's do it, dude.
All right, so.
This is an endeavor.
All right, this is going to be Norm's new baby for the year. This is Norm's baby for the year, BernieBoy.com.
BernieBoy?
Well, I'm glad we were able to spark that up. That's fun.
Oh, hold on. I fucked it up. Oh, my God. I got to do something different.
Have you been playing any video games or anything?
Yeah, I played, what's the thing called?
Gears of War.
Yep.
There you go.
Sorry. What's a support pin? Oh, I got to make my own up.
Wait, what is it?
The support pin.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You will need this pin to contact support.
Oh, sure. I must have made one up and not. I don't know what it is. I don't. Too many pin numbers and everything.
Yeah, it's crazy.
You know what I don't like on Macs anymore, which is weird.
Your son?
If you type, no, Mac, M-A-C.
Oh.
when you type something in the search bar up on the top, it automatically will just take it to a wiki of it.
Okay.
Like normally, like in the address bar, it's used as a search engine too.
Yeah. You know?
But if I type in like Hangout Session, it'll just bring up the wiki page for that if there was one. It's very annoying.
For organization, I'm writing Bernie Boy. I love you.
Why?
I literally have no idea what you just said.
Yeah, I know. Well, you'll listen back and...
Yeah, and then I'll be like, oh, nice.
Yeah.
Or like, I'll stop listening at this point because I'll start doing Bernie Boy stuff. No, should we do a Bernie Boy podcast? No, I'm joking. Oh, man. I hate everything.
Were you able to pick up a tight bite? Did you find one?
Yeah, I grabbed one.
Okay, I got one too.
What'd you get?
It seems like it would be a fall time treat.
I think I went winter.
Did you?
Yeah.
You're full blown winter mode now.
Kinda. I want to put my tree up.
It's getting there.
Yeah.
I've heard my sister had mentioned about that, putting the tree up. She already started putting out some decorations.
Really?
A little too early for me.
My friend Tom and his fiance, they put their tree up on Halloween.
Yeah.
They had nothing to do. They're like, let's do it.
I don't know. I think the last couple of years,
I was busy watching ICP.
Right after Christmas.
Yeah.
Like. Okay, so I have a tradition. I might have talked about it on the podcast before. I don't know. Maybe not. But I have a tradition with my older son that every Christmas, I take a vacation on Christmas, like the whole week of Christmas.
Yeah.
So I'm home for the whole week. So we have a tradition. After Christmas, we like camp out in the living room one night. It doesn't have to be the night after Christmas, but at some point between Christmas and New Year's, camp out in the living room, make a camp out there. I know you're not listening.
No, I actually am listening.
And
I'm intrigued.
Because
me and my sister kind of had the same tradition when we were younger.
Okay, so we'll stay out there and just watch Christmas movies and play board games or whatever. And then fall asleep like late, like, you know, 2 a.m, whatever.
Yeah.
And the last couple of years, though, we've been doing that. But then I've just wanted to put the tree away right away, like afterwards. Like,
yeah.
I just get sick of it. We used to wait till at least after the New Year's.
That's when I do it, yeah.
Last couple of years, though, it didn't make it till New Year's. Just because I don't know why I got sick of it.
Last year, mine made it until like March.
Yeah, I think you said that. That's a little too much, especially if you put it out early November, mid-November.
I am now the owner of both Bernie Boy and Bernie Boy.
So what did it cost you to purchase both?
Oh, you fucking! I didn't click the right thing.
What, did you end up getting BernieBoy.biz?
No, I gotta. This is what I gotta do.
The other day when I purchased a site off of there, it took a while to go through, or it didn't even acknowledge it or show in my things.
For some stupid fuck reason, when I use PayPal, it uses a card instead of my bank account, which is what I always wanted to use. I hate the world.
Ever since Trump got elected, like, the internet's been real weird.
Are you being serious or no?
No.
Okay.
I said that like 5 times today at work because like there was a point where I was out of work. Like there was no materials coming up, so I couldn't do anything. So like the one manager came up and asked like what the problem was. And I was like,
yeah,
ever since Donald Trump got elected, like there's been no work coming up here. Like this sucks. Serious? Like I just said it like five different occasions today.
I think that's fun though.
The guy that brought, there's a Roach Coach guy that comes and delivers food for lunch and everything.
Do you get stuff from him?
Every once in a while, but only prepackaged food or pizza that he picks up from the pizzeria. I don't ever get any of his own stuff.
Why not?
It's a little rough looking, but he didn't show up today. And a lot of the guys were out there like, what? He didn't come today? I go, you know, ever since Trump got elected, he just stopped coming to work. Like, I was just being a dick. I was saying it so many times today.
To me, that's fun, though.
Yeah.
Like, did you see the stuff? Or you're not friends with me on Facebook?
No.
Let me tell you a couple of things I posted on Facebook, which I thought were fun. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay. Let's see. I did post a lot of, like, all jokes aside kind of thing. Like, I was very... Did you watch Daily Show?
No.
Trevor goes, any good news, Roy? Like during their live thing.
Mm-hmm.
And Roy Wood Jr. just like laying there like this. He's like, you can smoke weed in Massachusetts.
Yeah.
Let's see. What did I post? What did I post? Florida is the epitome of Trump's limp dick.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
This is right when they voted for him. So excited for the coverage of our next president's rape trial this December.
Yeah.
I got a lot of angry faces on that one. Mm. I don't know if you know, but you could do a little angry.
Yeah, I thought I heard that, but I don't know.
bet you wish you'd voted for Zodiac. I think that's still the funniest thing of a dick for me. Oh. I just wanted healthcare, jobs, and education for everyone. But fuck me, right?
BernieBoy.com.
BernieBoy.com. What else?
So are we looking for a cartoony animated face? Or not animated, but cartoon Bernie face as your logo? Like, how? What are you thinking here? Like, is your new company logo going to be like a presidential like banner? Like a campaign-looking banner?
No.
Like, just picture like bars, stars... BernieBoy.com and his head in the corner.
But like I want it to be like the giant, oh my God, the nose and everything.
Oh, good times.
Did this, hold on. Give me this motherfucker.
He's still purchasing websites over there.
$32.
That's what I thought.
Or almost $33.
That's for 2 years of each.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So for the next 2 years of each. Oh my God, what if he dies 2 years today? I'll cry.
It's all your fault. But then think of how much traffic your site's going to get.
True. Zamgo Daddy. All right, there it is. I own fuckboy.com.
What I was saying before, I don't think I finished the conversation.
Should I get a Bernie Boy tattoo?
Yeah, definitely. All right. Like on your forehead, probably the best spot. After the last show, we had a couple people message, ask if I had another code for a Pokemon.
I saw that.
Yeah.
I thought that was funny as hell.
Nope, and I claimed that one right after the show. Which I did claim.
We did get an email.
Oh, was it from Dorothy?
Yeah, I believe so. But I didn't read it. So, Dorothy, live on the air.
Oh, this is a fresh.
Did you delete it?
I don't think so.
Oh, my fucking. Oh, there we go. Oh, wow. This is a long one. I like that she calls herself Dot.
Yeah, she always
She did. Seems endearing to me.
She always called herself
What's endearing Dot. Mean? I think it works.
It just sounds like I hear the word deer in there. So, it's like.
I hate you.
Like, endearing, you know.
All right. Hey, guys. Test out hot sauces on buffalo cauliflower wings, which I've had those. Remember, I have a picture? Had them. They're fucking great.
I think Dorothy made it once before, and I had it.
She said, I make them every year for Super Bowl, and they are a hit with meat eaters and veggies alike. They are so good. Dot. I'm
trying to think if I ever had a...
Can we get Dot on the podcast?
Yeah, she wants to come on.
Really?
Yeah.
Yo, get down here. But you have to bring... Buffalo cauliflower wings.
That sounds fair.
Right?
That's fair.
I'm talking to her like she's here.
She's a couple hours away. 2 hours away.
Really?
Hour and a half.
All right. We'll do like a Christmas time one. Charlie, I feel you on the Facebook thing. It's so good to keep in touch with friends and family. But it also...
I'll pretend you said family.
Yeah. No, I said family though. I meant to say family.
Yeah.
It is also filled with so much negativity and garbage. I sometimes want to get rid of it. There are a lot of times I like to share stuff from there with you, but you're not on there.
Yeah.
I feel exactly the same as Dot. Me and Dot, same page, 24/7.
No, you're not.
No, we are.
No.
For your tight bite, Hershey had dark chocolate, which it's person of color chocolate, Kit Kats, for Hershey Park in the Dark. Wow. Really? That sounds intriguing.
The Hershey Park in the Dark thing or the dark chocolate?
Both. If you can find them, they are amazing. All caps locks.
See, I would believe her, but I'm not a dark chocolate fan. I don't
Neither
know
why. Am I.
Like, when I eat it in a candy bar form, like, if someone just gives you a chunk of dark chocolate, garbage. If it's a Kit Kat, that's going to be slightly better than just dark chocolate.
I do want to say, when I took my client to the hospital, mm-hmm. I was down there for like 7 hours, and the nurse was like, "Do you want something to eat, hon?"
Yeah.
I was like, "Oh, sure." And she gave me this like prepackaged container with like a delicious, like healthy turkey, like a turkey sandwich. Mm-hmm. It all had like weird like sprouts and shit on it.
Yeah.
A quinoa salad, a thing of like mixed fruit, and then a Ghirardelli dark chocolate.
Ghirardelli chocolate's good.
Really, it really, really, it meshed with everything.
Yeah.
The dark chocolate was working. She says, Kit Kats are my all-time favorite candy, and the fact that they made them in dark chocolate just made my life. If you could find them, grab them. All right, I'll try that. Let's see. This is in like parentheses.
Okay.
So I don't know if I should read it, but guess what? Hang on, session. Charlie, don't filter yourself on here because I listen. I like when people are real, whether the words hurt or not, which I mean, like, you do talk a lot of shit about her. For the record, I've never heard you say anything bad about family other than wishing you were closer with your siblings. I'm about to get mushy, but even though you and your siblings don't speak often, you guys are close spirits. I've always wanted that type of bond with my siblings. I don't have that. I think if we all live closer proximity to each other, we would see each other, and this is underlined and bold, all the time. Because we love spending time with you all. I can't say the same about my siblings, sad face. You guys are a great family. I always tell everyone how lucky I am to be part of it. And I really hope my kids have the memories and special bond that you all have. So no filters. Great show, guys. Dot. My first problem is, I want a question. Mm-hmm. Give me questions. No, I'm joking. That's heartfelt, and I like that. I'm very pleased that we got like a really nice email there.
Yeah, that was nice. You know what I was thinking the other day? And like Dorothy had mentioned there about like... that we were all close, like when we were younger.
Yeah.
But like we fought. We were brothers and sisters. You know,
yeah, absolutely,
we
yeah.
But like we have a lot of like home videos.
Which one? She's with Nick, right?
Yeah.
You punch him in the face?
No, he punched
you in the face.
Oh, the one time I was running through the house and he just stuck his leg out and tripped me and I landed on my face and my nose was all bloody.
Oh man.
Yeah, he used to beat me up. And my mom always had this weird thing. That, I remember she did it a couple of times. If he did something like. He would like my mom would freak out and like yell at him, right? But then she would pretend to call somebody, which she probably ended up just calling time and temperature or something,
yeah.
And then just like made it like she was calling somebody to come and take him.
You've said that before. What's the number for that?
570-455-2011.
Yeah. Okay, there you go, guys. Let's call that.
Go for it.
Oh, I want to do a crank call.
But anyway, she would pretend she was calling something, and talking to somebody to come and take him
because he was brother?
Being bad. Yeah, I remember the one time like. She pretended to call this person,
yeah,
and proceeded to tell them to come and get him because he was beating up on me or whatever. So he was in his room, and I think in his head he was like, "All right, fine, whatever." So he got his bag or whatever, and like, I just started crying then because I didn't want them to come and take him.
How old were you?
I was little, but this is like after he beat me up or something. Yeah. I was the one that was upset that he was going to like get taken away, and he was just like packing his bag. Or something.
You're the second oldest, right?
Yes.
How much older is he than you?
A year and a half.
And then how much older are you than Kev?
3 years, I don't know.
And then Kelly?
Five, who knows?
You're five than Kelly.
Sure.
Okay.
See, that's another thing. Like, I don't know anyone's age. I don't even know my own age, to be honest with you.
You're 37.
Somewhere around there.
Ooh, what's it, like, do you feel close to 40?
I don't. See, I always think of that. Like, I wonder at what point am I at my halfway point in life? You know, I think about that often. But I don't feel... older, but I don't act older either, though.
I reached my halfway point at 15, so
yeah,
no,
you're going out soon.
I definitely don't feel 30.
Yeah, yeah, it's
but
weird.
I don't know. Maybe if I started paying bills, I would.
Yeah, start being an adult.
I hate my life. No, I do pay bills. I just these two credit cards, I just don't want to pay because I'm paying everything else right now.
Selective payments.
Yeah,
yeah,
but they're not bothering me, so I don't give a fuck.
Yeah,
like, they're not sending me shit. If they send me shit, like maybe I'll call them, but I haven't got anything like since last year.
Mm-hmm.
So fuck them.
They'll find you one day.
Sure.
Maybe they took your cat.
Yo, dude, he came home that night.
Oh, really?
I didn't see him. My dad said he saw him. Then no one's seen him since.
Oh, that just reminded me of the story I needed to tell you.
Okay.
So something freaky happened this week.
Shit.
This is what we're going to wind down with.
Oh, really?
Something to think about. Then okay. We're going to do a tight bite. All right. Then we'll pack it in.
Okay.
Aiden had a Cub Scout meeting the other night.
Okay.
So it was at the church down in Cunningham.
Okay.
So I pulled in, drove around back of the church, and I parked my car. There's parking spots. Just picture this is the back of the church, brick wall. There's parking spots along there facing it. So I pulled in facing mm-hmm. the church. So mm-hmm. my car was only a foot away from the church.
Yeah.
There were like two propane tanks there. So I parked next to them.
Yeah.
So me and Aiden got out of the car and he said, "Where did that lady go?" I said, "What are you talking about?" And he said, "When you pulled in there, there was an old lady in front of your car with a red coat, glasses, and gray hair. And when we got out, she disappeared." Right. So I was like, "Where was she standing?" He said, "Like right in front of your car." So I said, "There's no one out there. There was no one outside."
Yeah.
And the door to the back of the church was open, but there were only Cub Scouts in there. There was no one in there.
Yeah.
And you know, he said, "No, she was standing in front of the car. When we got out, then she was gone."
Yeah.
So I don't know. What did he see? See a ghost?
Maybe. Or what? Kids are more attuned to that shit, man.
Yeah. But it creeped me out. But yeah, he described her too. He said what she was wearing and everything. But there was definitely nobody there.
The ghost of Hillary Future.
True. But yes, there wasn't anyone there. Creeped me out a little bit.
Yeah, that's, I mean, fucking kids are creepy.
Yeah. It was weird. I don't know.
So to wind down, you feel good about the election?
I mean, like I said, the president doesn't have as much power as like everyone's like all worried about.
Well, I mean, like, thank God for checks and balances.
Yeah.
But I think it's the idea of what was voted for is what people are upset about.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll have to see how it goes, you know.
Yeah, we'll have another podcast.
Yeah, we will.
Unless
we're gonna take our break and we're getting our tight bites ready, but we'll be right back. But yeah, I don't know. I'm not too worried about it right now, but it's still the early phase of it. We'll see how, you know.
Yeah.
Have to play it out.
Yeah.
But we'll be right back.
All right.
We're back.
All right.
Looks like we already hit our tight bites. Lauren's over there burping.
Wait, so that was it?
No. Did you say you found something or you didn't get anything? Oh, you did. Yeah, it was a winter themed. It's right.
Yeah.
All right. So I said mine's somewhat fall themed. Technically, it's not, but it could be fall themed.
Do you think it's going to be good?
I'm not going to lie to you.
Uh-huh.
I had a little snip of it earlier.
You son of a bitch.
I had to, though, because it was in my car. What are you going to do? I was in my car. I had to pop one in.
I'm doing mine first.
Okay.
Winter Oreos.
Oh, yeah. Regular flavor?
Regular flavor. Same great taste with red creme.
I've had the red.
I want to taste the red creme.
I've had the red creme. I've had the winter Oreos. I enjoy
how do you say it?
They change winter Oreos?
Nope. Red what?
Oh, cream.
Creme.
Yeah. There's an E at the end of it.
Creme.
Yeah, I enjoy that they changed the design on the Oreos. There should be multiple versions in there.
Listen. A fucking whore.
Peel it around and go under the bag with it.
I'm taking three.
I just want one.
Just throw you one?
Yeah, just toss me one. Okay, so the one you just sent me is plain Oreo. There's no change in design on these. I'm a little upset. Last year's version, like there would be one with a penguin on it, Santa, a snowman.
Yeah,
these are just a regular Oreo design.
Fuck, I love
Oreos. That's the smell of an Oreo. He's crunching, guys. This is a regular size, not double stuffed, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Damn. I hit the wrong thing.
That works. that stops very abruptly.
Yeah.
That cricket.
I thought
should fade out a little bit. That's your classic Oreo.
Guys, guess what's here? Stone Cold Steve Austin. No.
Oh, my God. That's an Oreo. I haven't had an Oreo in a while.
It was really good.
It was.
I'm excited to go home, eat the rest of these, and cry.
I wish I had a glass of milk, though.
Yeah. A glass of what?
Milk.
How do you say it?
Milk.
M-E-L-K, milk.
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 Milk. Milk. Milk.
This girl I work with right before I left.
Mm-hmm.
She was making cupcakes.
Okay.
Strawberry cupcakes with like dark chocolate. Well, not dark chocolate. It definitely wasn't milk chocolate. So like regular chocolate frosting.
That's weird, but
wasn't good. Wasn't good.
It's too like sweet and bitter-ish. People used to order strawberry chocolate milkshakes all the time.
Yeah, it's probably good. I mean, chocolate dipped strawberries are good.
Yeah.
You know?
Cupcakes, strawberry cupcakes, not a fan of either.
I love you like a pig loves not being bacon. I love you.
Oh my God, that goes into a song.
Oh, it went away.
That was a weird little ditty that was starting there.
Let's see what happens. I just wanted to come back on and see what it was.
Let me get my tight bite while you're over there pushing buttons.
I love you like a pig loves not being bacon. I love you like a pig loves not being bacon, being bacon, being bacon. I love you like a pig loves not being bacon, being bacon, being bacon. I love you like a pig loves not being bacon, being bacon, being bacon.
I love you like a pig. Bean bacon,
bean bacon. That's a fucking tight ad, bro.
Bean bacon, though. What was it an ad for?
Smule?
Bean bacon?
I love you like a pig's leg loves not being bacon.
Oh, that's an
bacon.
App. Yeah. I used to have that app.
Hot tamales?
Some are, but hot tamale, cinnamon apples.
Whoa!
Half are apple, half are cinnamon.
All right.
Shuffling. I got a 3 and a 3. That was a nice mix there. I'm tossing this over.
Oh, God.
You'll catch it. Hang on. Okay, so I'm going to Yahtzee these. I got 6. I got 3 green, 3 red. That's equal parts apple, equal parts cinnamon.
I mean, like, wait for your bro.
I'm waiting. As long as you waited for me with that Oreo, here we go. Pop.
No, Bob.
What's your ratio you're doing over there?
I'll do 3-3.
I meant your Horatio Sands.
Oh, I'll do, like, 98 version.
Okay.
Okay.
I like that.
1, 2, 3.
At first, the apple flavor.
Yeah.
Then the cinnamon hot tamale sets in.
Uh-huh.
Hmm.
Oh, God.
I was thinking in my head they'd be like kind of caramel apple-y, which I don't know why I thought that. The cinnamon overpowers the apple after halfway through.
Holy fuck.
They're good, but I don't think I'd buy them again.
I'm going to give it. I'm going random.
Bye, Norm.
Liam.
Norm's out of here. That was actually Bill. He just stopped by.
Bill, on his rod. Oh,
you don't like him?
No, it's not that I don't like him. When the cinnamon goes away, the apple comes back. That was very nice.
I used to love hot tamales. I don't really care for them too much anymore.
I think 3 of each is too much.
Yeah. If you did 2 and 2, it'd be enjoyable.
Tossing.
Oh, boy. Here they come. You hear that? That's me catching a box of hot tamale.
Oh, yeah.
Cinnamon apple.
Let's see if I got anything else to play.
If you don't, while you're looking there, I'm going to throw out some information here.
All right.
For right now, you could go to iTunes, leave us a rating and a review.
Uh-huh.
You could also subscribe to us there. And if you want to be like Dot, which most of us do, you just send us an email.
I love the emails, man. Yeah. I really like them.
Hangoutsessionpodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah.
That's all it is. I mess it up all the time, but it's hangoutsessionpodcast@gmail.com. You could also go to hangoutsession.com if you want. You could comment on the episodes. Click on the links there. I don't care what you do. But if you really enjoy the show, there's a little...
Damn, Zeddy, when you going to let me get this old zig, though?
Sorry, Bernie boy. Listen. Top right-hand corner of hangoutsession.com, there's a donate. If you want to go up there and donate, and I promise the money will get filtered through, so Norm's not just going to be paying his bills with it. Calm down. But for now, if you want, next week, maybe he'll have a little more Bernie Boy info for you. But
yeah, are you going to draw me a Bernie Boy thing?
We'll see what happens. All this right. Week, I might have time to do it.
There might be pins on BernieBoy.com next week.
Yeah, and speaking of pins, I'll have some information coming up on that, too, once I get something set up on that.
Did you tell the guys what the name is?
Not yet.
All right.
But I will. I mean, it's kind of fun.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, we'll see how it pans out.
It reminds me of something I like doing with you.
I don't even know what that is. Oh, yeah. Oh, he's doing things over there with the
fingers.
Oh,
my God. Fuck
off. All right. So, listen, yeah. Also, you could go to Instagram and Twitter
Hangout Session.
That's at Hangout Session, yeah. And then Norm's working on the Facebook. I'm working on the banner for that.
Are you actually working on it?
That's me winking. I don't know if you can hear that on the... Yeah, that's what I do. No,
those are butterfly kisses, brother.
That's true. So,
all right.
This episode...
brought to you in part by Donald Trump.
And listeners like you.
Thanks for voting.
Thanks. My name's Charlie.
I'm Norman.
We'll see you soon. Oh, if you couldn't have guessed, early episode, I don't think we're recording Friday. Norm might be a little busy, so... if you don't hear back from us until Friday, we'll be back. Keep us in your hearts. We love you.
Don't forget to be okay with anal.